Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Indy and Emmy with your 10 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, two Queensland tradies who stopped a house robbery have helped police track down the trio of teenagers responsible. Connor and Jacob were working at an Indooroopilly home on Tuesday morning when an alarm went off a few houses away. The pair knew immediately something was suspect and went to investigate. Two of the teenage bandits ran away while the third confronted the tradies with a knife. All three teenagers have been arrested and will be dealt with under the Youth Justice Act.
A Durek home has been significant damaged after lightning struck solar panels during a storm on Wednesday night, causing a fire to break out. The couple living there were able to escape unscathed after being awoken by fire alarms. Both floors of the two-story house were damaged and the roof was broken. A team of 12 firefighters were able to extinguish the blaze in 15 minutes. According to Queensland Fire and Emergency Services, one or more solar panels exploded in the aftermath of the blaze. No one was injured.
In national news, an Australian First program allows Tasmanian pharmacists to prescribe medication instead of a GP in rural areas. Tasmanian Health Minister Guy Barnett said, quote, "This initiative will make healthcare more accessible for Tasmanians living in rural and regional areas, reducing patient travel and wait times." Both the Pharmacy Guild of Australia and the Pharmaceutical Society of Tasmania welcome the changes and think it will improve the care of the local community and work alongside doctors for more access to care.
A study by rental advocacy group Battle Renting found many tenants living in homes that cannot keep them warm through winter. Better Renting checked the temperature in 59 rented homes around Australia in winter and found many tenants experienced temperature below 18 Celsius, which is the World Health Organization's recommended minimum. Kristen Wentz, one of the tenants living in Perth, W, said, "Being a disability and senior with several osteoarthritis, she found the cold affecting her health." Executive Director of Better Renting, John Diamond, said, quoted, "There's that worry about getting an unfair eviction of a rent increase because you struck your head out."
In international news, three artifacts kept in the Australian National University's Classics Museum have been recognised as stolen from Italy. ANU Classics Museum curator Georgia Pike Rowney says, quote, "The ANU has a very clear policy about repatriation. When we're given evidence and there's an object that needs to be repatriated, we immediately say yes, it's an unconditional repatriation." The Italian government has allowed the university to keep the amphora and fish plate on loan for another 4 years.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We will be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.